I'll send other sign to call 911.
Okay.
Hey, Richard.
Are you logging any
ask
him
emergency blood pressure. What's it? Alarmist
I'm sorry, my brother wanted to know what was the, like, what blood pressure is something I should be worried about.
It's more like if you are symptomatic, I mean, it's less than 100 is getting pretty low on the top number, so.
Less than 100?
Yeah, I would recommend calling us if it's something that low.
Okay.
And then what about the high end?
What about the high end?
Over 160. Over, I recommend calling.
Over 160? So lower than 100 and above 160.
And is that the systolic or dystolic number?
And my brother said, is that the systolic or dystolic number?
The systolic.
Systolic.
That's the upper number, right?
That's the upper number, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you having chest pain?
No.
Any bleeding rectally or pari stools?
No, no.
Any vomiting?
No.
Significant amount of diarrhea?
No.
Do you have diabetes?
No, not that I know.
Okay. Have you had any brief period of weakness or numbness to one side of the body?
Not that I remember.
Okay. Are you having trouble breathing?
No.
Any inability to see or double vision?
Well, actually, back to the trouble breathing, I've had a problem that I've had for about a year, but it hasn't, like, changed since then, you know.
Okay. So have you had new, like, worsening trouble breathing? Going to the ED or any brief period of weakness or numbness to one side of your body? Also, if you briefly couldn't talk, that would be a reason to go to the emergency department.
Okay.
Or if you couldn't see or had double vision. Are you having any of those symptoms?
No.
Is the dizziness so severe that you can't stand up or walk right now?
When I do have the dizziness, I do be like, grab onto a table or a threshold or something, you know, when I do experience it.
Do you feel that right now?
No, actually I just stood up out of the chair right now. I don't feel anything, it's just fine.
Okay, do you feel you're having any heart palpitations or your heart rate?
I'd like to try to avoid that because I know that's very expensive. That's why I was calling, trying to maybe just get a regular appointment to try to see if I can find out what's going on, you know.
Have you tried drinking extra fluids and lying down for a couple hours and seeing if it helps the symptoms?
No, but I'll do that because you mentioned that several times, so I'm gonna go drink more water.
So lie down with your feet elevated and then drink like several glasses of water or juice.
Uh-huh.
And if it doesn't improve, then, you know, call us back or get seen sooner.
Okay.
Have you been having you said no fever. Call
no.
us back if you get a fever.
No.
But you haven't been checked out for this, right?
No, no.
I didn't see any medications like diuretics. Is that like a water pill? Do you take anything like that?
No, no. I guess I do drink a lot of coffee, but I'll back down on that.
Okay. Any alcohol or drug use?
There's...
two beers a week.
Probably about two or three beers a week.
One day in the week.
About one day in the week, you know.
Okay.
And I did smoke a little marijuana.
Okay. So, Does it cause you to walk abnormally?
No.
Okay. And have you been checked out by a doctor for it?
No.
By Doctor Who?
No.
Have you been evaluated for this symptom?
No, no, I haven't. This is just something that started happening a couple weeks ago.
So, it does sound like you're not drinking enough fluids to me.
Okay, yeah, that's
drinking,
probably,
Drinking coffee also worsens that situation.
Yeah, okay.
So, I would recommend, we recommend 8 to 10
You drink about a pop a day?
A day?
About 8 to 10. I'm sorry, my brother's interrupting me.
I understand, but she needs to know you drink about a pot of coffee a day.
About a pot of coffee a day I've been drinking.
Yeah, so I mean, that's going to contribute to it. That is like a diuretic, essentially.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
You need to drink, 64 ounces of water.
64 ounces a day. That's like a half gallon.
Like a gallon.
Full gallon?
Yeah.
Okay, that's 128 gallons, or 128 ounces.
So, try to rest and, like, lay down with your feet elevated and drink several glasses of fluid.
Yeah.
And then see if that helps.
Okay.
And if it doesn't help, then call us back.
Okay.
You know, if you're still feeling the dizziness occur, or if you passed out or feel too weak to stand or get worse, call us back. But, you know, lying down with your feet elevated, like on a bed or couch, will help improve blood flow through your body into your brain. And then,
how long did you say I do that? How long did I do that?
Like an hour.
Hour?
And then try to drink, you know, several glasses of fruit juice or other clear fluids or water to improve hydration and blood sugar levels.
Okay.
So try doing those things, and if that is not helping, then call us back and, you know, you should probably get seen.
Okay.
But otherwise, right now, I think you're okay to just try those interventions, and if...
Now, one more thing I forgot to say is lately I did change my diet to a better diet, you know, and eating less, so I don't know if that... And
that can impact it also. Has that been in the last couple weeks?
Yeah, you know, and I've been slowly losing weight, you know.
So there is another component of, like, you're not maybe getting as many salts as you were.
Oh, salt?
So, you can eat some salty foods, you know, during exercise or hot weather. I mean, trying to eat healthy, but having a little bit of salt if you're not getting the same amount, you know, can help also.
Well, I bought some salty nuts last night, and I've been eating them, so.
Okay. Yeah, something like that, and then mainly the fluids.
And the fluids, okay.
Yeah, but if those things don't work, just call us back, and I would recommend getting seen.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, sure. No problem. Feel free to call back if anything gets worse or doesn't improve.
Okay. Hey, thank you for the advice.
Yep, no problem. Have a good day.
All right, you have a good weekend.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye.